Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Tes. Vav. Figure about you. Dalam Beis. But about the Beis. But the Mishnah. But the Mishnah. Zok the Helig. Mishnah. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us Mishnayos Gemara in Toiro. We get to learn your Toiro. All right. Sorry for that. Here we go. Nitmes Achas Menachelos or Echad Menastar. Let's say you have one of the loaves of the Kisvei. What do you call it? The She'alechem. That's done by Shavuos. If one of them or one of the Lechem Aponim trays, you know, six each, ends up becoming Tamei. Rabbi Hudom, Shnei Yotsu, Lebeis HaSrifa. Both of them go out to get burned. You burn them both. Shein Karban Sibur Chaluk. You don't split up a Karban Sibur. We don't do that. Chamomim HaTamei B'tumasa. The Tamei one is Tamei. You got to burn it. V'atar Yeachav, the Tamei one you can eat. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Mechlokas Lefnei Zrika. This entire Mechlokas is only talking about If the breads of the Shavuos became Tamei before you go and you throw the dam, if the bread of the Shavuos end up getting Tamei before they throw the dam that goes along with it, because of the kisbe atzer, so went along with it, then Lechem Aponim became Tamei before the burning of the Bezichin, the Levona, that comes along with it. If Alachaz, you give it after going, they did that, Derekol, Tamei B'Tomas, Tamei B'Yachel, everyone agrees that now they're fine, the one that's good is good, the one that's no good is no good. For the next week of my plea, what exactly is the machlok is beforehand? Amar Papa, Betzitz Miratza, Lechilas, Kavim Flegi. Whether or not the tzitz, that is, you know, that the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz on his head, that's going to affect acceptance for those parts that are eaten. That's exactly what they are arguing. Right? The Torah says that the tzitz, that's the thing, again, the Kohen Gadol wears, is going to bring forgiveness for an aveda done with karbanos. And it makes it acceptable to merutza in front of Hashem. So the Gemara in Yuma shows that the sin for which it brings forgiveness is that of tumah. So though you're not, it's also to go and bring in a individual's carbon in a state of tuma. If it was done in a state of tuma, it's acceptable bidi evet, right? Because of the tzitz. If it's done by the communal, right, so then it's done. We have specific times that have to be done. It can be done even when it's in the state of tuma, because tuma is duchuya in sibor. Right? Okay, fine. Anywho's, the point is, that's what they're arguing over. Beep, turn the page. Tesvav Amanalf. Rabbanon Savriya Tzitz Maratza L'chilos. See, they hold that the Tzitz is going to be Maratza over things, the parts that are eaten. Rabbi Huda Savriya Ena Tzitz Maratza L'chilos, and not Maratza over the things, the parts that are going to be eaten. Amar Le Rav Huna, Bered Rav Nasan Le Rav Papa. Olin. What about the din that are applied to the parts that go up on the Mizbeach that are Olin? That sits Maratza ala Olin. That sits is Maratza for those things that go up. Upligi, but Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim argue whether the tuma of one part affects the other one as well. The time of the Braisa, Nitma Echad Mina Bezichin. If one of the Bezichin got became Tamei. Rabbi Huda Omer, Shneim Yasu B'Tuma. Both of them can be brought in a state of Tuma. The Fisha in Carbon Sibar Chalak, because you don't go ahead and split up a Carbon Sibar. Shneim Yasu B'Tuma. Yeah, okay. Chamorim, Tamei B'Tuma, so Atar B'Tar. So now he goes and he says, no, you split it up over there. Rashi says, come let's take a look to knock it off from the following verse, which talks about the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Huda says, afilu shevet echad tamei, the kol shvatim tahorim, even if you have one shevet that's tamei, and the rest of them are tahor, yasu betuma, they can go and they can do it betuma. All the karban is betuma, the fisha ain karban sibur chalak, because the karban sibur is not split up. V'hacha mai hatzitz meratza ika, over here, what do you have over here when it says that tzitz is meratza? What exists over here? The tzitz is only going to work when a karban itself is tamei, not when the people making the karban are going to be tamei. So behu the statement that that if it's sibor, carbon sibor is not divided, is not related to the discussion of whether or not that sits is meratze or not meratze. Okay, another way of knocking over Papa, va'od amaravina, toshima, let's take a look from our Mishnah, nitmeis achas min achalos, so achas min astarim. Let's say one of the chalos and one of the starim, one of the, you know, setups of the lechem avadim becomes tamei. Rabbi Huda Omer, Shneim Yitzel Beis HaSreifa, both of them go to the Beis HaSreifa. Lefisha Ein Karban Seber Chalak, because they don't split it up. Chal Marim Atami Betuma V'Atara V'Yechel. Not Betumaso V'Atara V'Yechel. V'im Isa. If what Rapapa said is really true, Lefisha Ein Atzitz Meratzeh L'Chilos Mibayilei. Then Rav Yehuda should have said, because it sits does not affect acceptance for those parts of the carbon that are eaten. Why does he say because a carbon sibor is not chaluk? So we got to come up with another answer over here. And Ella, I'm Rav Yochanan, right, to explain Rav Yehuda's din. Ella, Rav Yochanan, limud aruchu b'piv shel Rav Yehuda. It was an established teaching in the mouth of Rav Yehuda. Like, this is something that they have. As a Rasora, Rashi says, Shoshana Maravasenu, he learned it from Maravasav. Limud Aruchu, right? Shein Karbin Tzibur Chaluk. A Karbin Tzibur is not split up. Straight up. Even when the tzitz will be Maratza for a carbon, still, the Masora tells us that since a part of it is Tameh, it is entirely, its entirety is considered as being brought in a state of tumah. According to this, Yehuda is going to be masking to the rabbis that tzitz affects acceptance for the part of a carbon that's eaten, like the shtei lechem. But he holds that the second loaf is treated like it has the same tumah as the first, therefore it's got to be burned. The chamim, they don't accept this, and they rule that the second loaf is fit to be eaten. Zuck the next hilaga mishnah. Ha-toda mifagel eses alechem. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about pigel over here with an animal carbon that are brought with bread. Okay, so we're talking about your carbon toda, which comes as 40 loaves of bread that comes along with the carbon toda. So you have a carbon toda, a pigel, if you have in mind the pigel, and think you're going to do it, you're going to have it outside of its time. But the toda is going to make the bread pigel. V'alechem einu mefagel es toda. So the toda, the animal, will be mefagel, the lechem, but the lechem, einu, if you have in mind to eat the lechem outside of his mind, it's not going to mefagel the toda. Ketzad. Shechet es toda lechem imenu l'machar. If you, let's say someone shechted the toda, they have a mind to go to eat it the next day. He v'alechem mefugalim. Both of them are going to be pigel. It's an issue. So someone eats a gazayas of this stuff is going to be chayv karis. Lechem and alechem lemachar. But let's say he is shechting with intent to eat the bread the next day. Alechem mefagel, mefugal. I told him mefugal. Interesting. The bread is going to be considered a problem, but the toda itself is not considered a problem. So someone eats the toda meat is not going to be chayv karis. Now, haksavim mefagin as alechem. A pigle works, let's say, in reference to intent about the lamb. The lambs are able to create the bread to be pigel. V'alechem einu mefagel as a kvasim. The animal affects the bread, but the bread doesn't affect the animal. Ketzad. Hashogeg is a kvasim lechem mehem lemachar. If somebody shechs the lambs and intend to eat of them the next day, heim v'alechem mefugalim, then both they and the two loaves of bread are going to be considered pigel. Lechol as a lechem lemachar. If somebody has a mind to go ahead and intend to eat the bread the next day, alechem mefugal v'akvasim. Akvasim einu fugalim. The bread is going to consider pigle, but the lambs are not considered pigle. My time. What's the reason the pigle about the toda is going to affect the bread? Elim mishum kahana. If you want to say because of mishum derav kahana, damer of kahana. Minyan lelachmi toda shenikru toda. Hashem, let's try that again. Minayin lelachmi toda shenikru toda. Where do we learn that the bread that comes along with the toda, they themselves are called toda, shenemer v'hikriv al zevach hatoda chalos? Because it says you shall bring with the zevach hatoda, bring loaves. If you want to say this is the reason that the intent about the toda causes them pigle, then we say back, ihachi if chanami, then the opposite should also be true, that if intent regarding the bread should make the toda, that should be true, that in intent about the bread should also create the toda itself to be pigel. So why does the Mishnah say that intent about the bread does not affect the toda? Says Gemara Holakasha. Lechem ikri toda. Toda ikri lechem. It's true that lechem is called toda, but toda is not called lechem. So someone checks the carbon with intent to eat of the bread tomorrow. His intent doesn't permit to the animal component of the carbon. Elhoda katani, says the Gemara, then, okay, what about that which it says later? Hakvasim mefaglim is a lechem, a lechem ein mefagel is a kvasim. If you have pigel intent, that about the lambs are going to cause the two loaves bread, a bread pigel, but a pigel about the bread doesn't affect the lambs, right? It doesn't make the lambs pigel. Lechem echash kundu yikrik fasim. Where do we find that bread is called a keves? Ella haynetime. This is the reason. Lechem glal toda ve'en toda glal lechem. The lechem is a glal to the toda. Rashi says that toda ikar v'lechem tafel. The shchita's toda mikatsha lechem. Kedamrin reperik hatoda. Yakrov karbano. Malamit she'ena lechem kadosh elu b'shchita's hazefach. Chen lechem galu kvasim. Okay, one's drawn after the other, and the other one's not drawn after the other one. Lechem galu kvasim. So we say the same thing, that the lechem is tafel to the kevis. Ve'ein kivasim galu lechem, but the kevis is not tafel to it. But Tzricha, you need to learn both of these dinim. Diash mina toda, we just would have said this din about the toda. We'd say, hasam hu dechi mefaga b'lechem lo mefaga toda. It's there that one has in mind, you know, pigle about the bread. The toda is not considered pigle. Mishum delo huskuku ze lezeh b'tenufa. Because the toda and the bread did not become attached to one another through tenufa. Aval kvasim, but in reference to the lambs and the bread that come with it, the huskuka, zela zeb tenufa, but you come attach one to the other through the idea of tenufa, and became a phallic with lechem, the phagonim ksazim. So you'd say that one has a pigle about the bread, then even the lambs are going to become pigle. So that's why you have to write both. Boy, mine revelozim mirav, a shochet is a toda lechel kazai suminu milachmam lemachar. Let's say someone goes ahead and they shecht the toda, and they have a mind to eat a lechel kazai suminu. It combined the olives, kazayas, from it and from the bread the next day. Mahu. What is going to be the din? It's going to be half kazayas of meat and half kazayas of the bread. Mahu. Pgule toda lomi bayli. Reference to causing the toda itself pigle, that's not a question. Because hashta kulo milachma lo mifalga. If even when one has in mind to eat the entire amount of the kazayas from the bread the next day, the toda is not considered pigle. You men milachma yibayli, do you ever have to say that? Of course the toda itself is not going to become pigle because of this. Kikom yibayli, so where's my question come up? The afluge of gule lechem. In reference to when causing the bread, rendering the bread pickle. Mi mitstarfa toda lifgule lelechem alo. There's a little bit of intent about the toda combined with a part intent about the bread to cause the bread pickle or not. Amalei, so it says back, afpazo alechem afuga v'atoda ina mafugeles. In this case also the bread is considered pickle, but the toda is not considered pickle. Right? Just like a full intent about the toda is going to cause the bread to become pickle, so to a partial intent about the toda is going to combine with the partial intent, going to cause the bread to become pigle. V'amai, frektemar, why? Lema kavachomer, let's say kavachomer. Oma hamefagel ein mispagel. If even that which helps cause pigle doesn't become pigle, right? What does that mean? If you have a case, right, that helps affect pigle and it's counterpart through the combined intent, right? The toda, which we say combines to make the bread pigle, and it itself does not become pigle through the combined thing. So achal afagel v'lo lepagel v'lo pigle, and udin shleis pagel. Then something which comes to create pigle in its counterpart, but does not affect pigle through the combined intent, right? The bread which doesn't combine to make the toda pigle, then for sure it should not become pigle. With a combined intent, it says Gemara, "Mi amrin in kavachomer ki agavda." Do we say kavachomer like this? Tanya was in a brisa, "Maisa biecha." There's a story about a fellow. Beep, turn the page. That's from a base. Shazara karmel shel chaveru smadar. He planted his friend's vineyard with another species of seed when the grapes were in a state of
when they were budding.
That's like in the, says Rashi, says Armi Shalos Madak Far Chantu Anavim. Time of first lekaman. Okay, so when, to go into plant another species, we all know there's an isser of kilayim. So you go and you sow certain things together, you plant them together in a vineyard, it's going to be an isser. So if this is something that's done with grapes or other things that are going together, then it's going to be aser behana as well, and it's going to be the foreign species comes in, becomes aser once it takes a root in the grapevine. Which took root already, is already rooted. Become usher if after the usher plant that they add 1/200 to the previous growth. But if the planting is done within the owner's, without the owner actually knowing about it, then they become usher fana only if he eventually agrees that he's okay with it. In the Bryce's case, the person planted his own seed in his friend's vineyard without the friend's permission knowing what's going on. So it's such a case. This guy did such a thing, and his things, and Ubal Maisel Fecham, and they came in front of the Chacham in this whole story. Va'asru es hazroim b'tir es hagafanim. They asked the other things, the other stuff put in over there for Anah, but the grapevine remained mutter. Vamai, why would that be? Lema kav chamaru. Ma ha'oser enu ne'esar. If even that which the Chachamim said is oser, meaning the grapevine, which is ma oser enu ne'esar, habala oser v'lo esar, ma oser enu ne'esar. If even that which asers doesn't itself become aser. That is, says Rashi, a gefanim means that the oser is a gefanim. Oser means hazroim. They're going to ask that they themselves in an aser. Habala aser v'lo aser. Somebody tries to but isn't successful. That's the zroim. The inner dinshel is aser, and the pasher shouldn't become aser because of that. So since the chachamim didn't go according to this, we see that it's not good, and therefore that the kavachomer that brought above from below doesn't work either. So this is back. Hukki Hasta, what are you talking about? How are you comparing this? Hasam cannibals of aloof. Over there, we're talking about a case. The comments Beluf Aser Torah. There, the case is also the mixtures. The Torah asers the these things, these two things, hemp and luf, and similar things in the vineyard. It asers putting these plants that are going to develop into roots that are permanent there, and they're going to regrow every year. Shar Zor Midera Banan Hud Aser. The rest of the Zor is only Aser Midera Banan. Right, in the Bryce's case, the person brought something in Midera Banan into there. Hai Da'avidi Sura Kansura Banan. So therefore, in reference to the one who sows it, who plants it, actually committed the Yisr, the Chachamim came along and they gave a Kenas, and they said, no, Hai Da'avidi Sura Lo Kansura Banan. The one who didn't do the Yisr, they weren't going to him, therefore they left his grapes. Mutter for Hana, since the Din is decided on the basis of who's deserving of a Kenas, the logic of Kavachomer doesn't apply over here. V'alhachalima Kavachomer. But when it comes to the Din of the Pigal, or we're dealing with the Darai, so they may actually say the Kavachomer stands and actually does work. And some teach this as talking about the lambs from Shavuos, Kisvi Atzeres. That was the following. If somebody shechs the lambs, they have intent to eat a combination of a kezias from them and from the bread the next day, what's the din? About the actual kvasim itself, that we're not asking. Because even if one intends to eat the entire kezias and the bread the next day, the limbs are not going to be considered pigal. You do even have to ask the question, it would be from them and from the bread. Of course, it's not going to become pigal with this intent. What exactly is the question then? The question is, in reference to making the bread pigal. Does a partial intent about the lambs combine with a little bit of intent, commercial intent for the bread to make the bread pigal or not? In this case, also the bread is considered pigal, but the lambs are not considered pigal. Why is that the case? If even that which according to you helps create pigle,
through the combined intent, the lamb, which you say combines to make the bread pickle, doesn't become pickle in the, you know, the combination, the combo, the combinatia. How about the fago of the pickle? Somebody tried to and didn't do it, you know, didn't show his bag. Of course, it shouldn't work. Do we actually say a kavachom like this? Well, tell you what's in the baisa. Maisa be'echad, the shezara caramel, b'shel chaver, samadak. And you have that whole storyline about they went ahead and they did this idea about the grapes and the chachamim. Aser the other species, but the matter, the things. Vamai, why? And they makav v'chomer ma'aser no ne'aser abala aser v'lo aser. And if didn't shloi aser, the chum didn't go with that. So you see, it's not good. Hachiyasher, but this is what do you mean? What are you trying to compare these things over here? Hasam kanbus v'lufas or Torah. Only those things that the Torah aser. But shai zomim v'derabanim do with this here. Zomim v'derabanim they aser it. Hi, the avodi surah can surabanim. Somebody didn't aser the rabanim or makonis. The avodi surah lo can surabanim. They didn't do this and not konis. And v'alhacha leim makav v'chomer. We give the kiss of pigle. We're talking with the Darais, that's a good thing over here, and therefore, let's say the Kal v'Chomer. That is version two of this. As the Gemara, Man Damasla Toda, the one who teaches the Din has been made in reference to the question about the Toda. Culture came across him. Certainly, he says about the Kvasim also. That the intent to eat a combined kazais from the lamb and the bread is clearly going to make this thing into, it's going to make it pigle, the bread pigle. With Mandos, the Kvasim, the one who taught about the Kvasim, but the lambs of the Shavuos, they say that the Kvasim who dehuskeku zelazel l'tenufa, okay, by the Kvasim, and their bread, because they're attached to one another, because they have tenufa, that's Rav said that the combined intent is going to make the bread pigle. Avatot lehuskeku zelazel l'tenufa lo, it wouldn't do such a thing. Rabbi Abba Zuti ba'ilacha. He came and he asked a question like this. Someone goes ahead and they shecht. But they didn't specifically say, says Rashi, they didn't specifically say, of low perish kevis. Someone goes ahead and he shechts a single lamb with intent to eat an olive's volume of its chaver lamach the next day. Mahu. What is going to be the din? Chaver kevis mashma. Do we say that chaver means it's. Chaver means the other kevis, there's two of them, and therefore v'lo mefagel is no pigle. Although lechem ashmo mefagelay, therefore it's going to be pigle. Amalei, so it's back to Nisua. When we looked at the mission, the design we're going to see was Hashem. Shachar echem mekvasim lechem imenu lamacher. Who pigle the chaver kosher? His pigle, his friend is going to be kosher. Lechem mechaver lamacher, but if intent to eat chaver lamacher, shneim kserim, both of them going to be kosher. Am a chaver kevis mashal. Must be the chaver is talking about the kevis. So you might not necessarily because Dilma the paris am a chaver kevis. Maybe the mission is talking about a case where the person says specifically straight up he was mefarish its companion, its friend, the lamb. And didn't just say the words, his companions don't have a raya from there. Zok's the next day, look at Mishnah. Hazavich mefagos and sachim mishe kardeshu bekli. A pigle intent, a reference to regarding the offering, the carbon is going to cause even the nisachim pigle as well once they've been makdish in the kli. Divrei Meir Zagazakt Rabbi Meir, when they put the nisachim in the kli sharis. Hanisachim ain't mefagos and hazavich, but if you have a pigle intent, but nisachim is not going to cause the thing itself to become pigle. Oh, sorry about these are birds over here. Case said, what's the case? Ashokhid is a zevach lechol meminim lemachar, somebody shechs the carbon with intent to eat the next day, who nesachim befulagim, then both it and nesachim are going to be considered pigle contra meir. The hakim nesachim lemachar, but if someone intends to offer its nesachim the next day, hasachim befugalim, hasavach yenim befugalim, just the nesachim and not the zevach itself. Tanu rabban, niske behema, nesachim of a behema, chayav malim, shom pigle, yuchayav for pigle, you have kares. Therefore, pigle, this pigle intent about these things. If you have the nesachim, then a person is going to have kares. Because the dam, the application of the blood of the animal, matirs the nesachim to be brought on the mizbeach. The Rabbi Meir. Amr lo Rabbi Meir. They said to Rabbi Meir, "Valo adam maybe zivcha hayom nesachav ad asar yamim." But is it not true that a person can bring his animal carbon today and it's nesachim even 10 days from now? Clearly then the nesachim are not an integral part of the carbon. It follows that when they are even when they are brought together with the animal, they can't be considered pigle with it. Amalei says back to him, Afani lo amati elu lebebayin imazavach. Even I'm saying that the nesachim are only going to be pigle when they are brought together with the actual zevach itself, with the carbon. Amalei says back to him, Efshel l'shanoso a zevach acher. Even the nesachim are brought together with the animal, it's possible to transfer over to another carbon after this one is shechted. Therefore, they're never considered an integral part of this carbon. It can't be pigle, pigleized through it. Amar Rav says, because Rav Meir holds that hukbo b'shchita kalach mitod, the nesachim become established, like attached to it through the shchita of that carbon, just like the breads of the todah carbon become attached to it through the shchita. They can't therefore be transferred to something else. Tanu rabbanan luk shemen shel mitzar. If you have a luk shemen from mitzar, chayav malav mishum pigol. I was going to chayav karis for this type of case for pigol. But pigol shadam osham atir lebahoros. The bahoros, because the application of the dam with the osham is going to matter the oil to be able to, you know, to put on the thumbs. Divrei Meir, zekes Meir, I'm with Lori Meir. For lo adam maybe asham hayom velugam mikan ratzor yom, he can bring from here to 10 days, which is not intrinsically bound to it. I'm with him. It's the funny lo amati elu beba im asham. Only comes with the asham. Only sit to mafshel shanos l'asham. Acher we have to switch it over to another one afterwards. I'm obviously expecting because of Meir. Hukum b'shchita kalach meitoda. If the log of the oil becomes established, it becomes a attached to a specific Hashem through the shchita of that Hashem, just like the bed of the Todah becomes attached to the shchita, therefore it can't be transferred over to something else. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.